Now, we've been reporting on this for weeks. Traffic patterns are all screwed up because of the pandemic. There are fewer cars on the road. However, the drivers who are on the road are driving like it's Mad Max. We don't exactly understand why. Lieutenant Michelle Ramirez from the Chicago Police Department is here to explain exactly what can be done about this. First of all, let's describe the problem. Lieutenant, what are you seeing out there?
We are seeing cars driving at a faster rate because of the open roads. Accidents are down, but it's not proportional to the amount of traffic that's on the road.
I've noticed that not only are people driving faster, they're driving right through stop signs, right through red lights. I mean, is it a panic situation, do you think? Or it just there's fewer cars and they figure they're not going to get caught?
I think they're just taking advantage of the fact that there's less stuff going on and that there's less traffic on the street and there's more open roads.
What kind of enforcement are we going to start to see here in the city?
We run missions. We're going to add some more starting this weekend. Some speed missions, some distracted driver missions. And then just the likelihood of being caught is much higher right now because you're one of only a few cars on the street.
Lieutenant Ramirez, when drivers are driving like jerks, is that taking resources away from more critical missions?
Well, the issue is when there's an accident, then that's taking up resources. I mean, if you need an ambulance, you have to go to hospital, you're taking up the services of a doctor, of a nurse, of police officers that have to investigate the accidents, paramedics have to get you there.
Right.
It has that kind of effect.
Yeah. And especially given the situation in emergency rooms now, I mean, who really wants to go into an emergency room if they don't have to?
And exactly. Right.
Yeah. This is kind of a voluntary way of getting in. I've also noticed that I live downtown. I've noticed that there are people driving the wrong way down one-way streets. And I hate to point a finger at a specific group of people, but I have noticed that rideshare cars do seem to be acting in a way that's not exactly the most, law-abiding, which could be a function of the fact that by percentage there are more rideshare cars on the road. But are you seeing that as well?
I won't paint a broad brush, but I'll say that there are some of them that do that. It has been an issue, but I think it's a lot more noticeable now that there's the only cars on the road.
Lieutenant, I know you're a busy man. I don't want to bother you with my own pet peeves, but one of the things I do notice is when there are out-of-state license plates on rideshare cars, those drivers seem to be more confused because they're using their app and they don't really know the streets.
Right. People aren't familiar with downtown, and sometimes those apps don't work that great when you're in the city. You know, the signals get mixed up, so they're making the wrong turns on the wrong one-way streets and stuff like that.
Is there increased enforcement on the weekends versus the week, or does it matter?
There are usually maybe a little bit more on the weekends, but it goes with the traffic. We make adjustments as needed.
And it's kind of inverted now, right? Isn't there a little bit more traffic, at least non-business traffic, on the weekends?
Right. I would say that's about right now.
Yeah. Lieutenant Michelle Ramirez, Chicago Police Department, thank you.
All right, thank you.
So we talked about the city. Now let's talk about the suburbs. Tim McCarthy, Police Chief in Orland Park, is joining us right now. Are you seeing an increased number of traffic violations?
Bro, I don't have any specific data to say that. The streets are wider open for sure out here. There's less traffic, so there is a greater opportunity. And we did see some street racing last week where we stopped them and wrote the tickets. But we're trying to balance the risk of traffic stops and the possibility that officers get infected and we lose officers off the street, they infect their families and others. So it's a balancing act, and I suspect there are people taking advantage of it. I haven't seen a lot of it, but we are not writing the number of tickets and running the amount of radar that we would normally do, largely because of this balancing act we're trying to work with here.
If they do have to make a traffic stop, how are they protecting themselves?
Well, our officers have had PPE going back to the beginning of March. So they will be wearing PPE. We put out a number of public service announcements, videos, and so forth, and they are wearing full PPE of masks and gloves. And I understand Chicago Police may have gotten their PPE a little bit later. They're a massive department, understood, and it's difficult to get it. It's difficult to get it. So it's a balancing act, and Chicago has had far more officers infected than we've had here. We've had zero infections.
That's
we've
great.
Had exposures. So it's a balancing act. And if you lose your whole police department making traffic stops, what are you going to do when you have the violent crime? So it's a tough balancing act to try to figure out. But if we see an egregious offense in our presence, we want it addressed.
Right. People are freaking out, though, and they're acting in ways they wouldn't normally act. Are you seeing that in Orland Park?
Not really. No, we've seen crime has picked up again. March was almost no crime. April, we're starting to see the reemergence of it. Domestics are up a little bit. That's just started recently for us. And, you know, there's a lot of mental stress on everyone going forward with this. And I think people are going to probably get a little bit, you know, what do you call it, when they're stuck in the house, cabin fever and so forth. And it's going to aggravate. We've heard, you know, how it's going to aggravate mental health issues.
Yeah.
So we expect it's going to happen. Fortunately, just like Chicago, we're all trained in crisis intervention training, and that's coming in very handy while we're going through this. So it's just not normal, Ro, in everything we do. And again, it's a balancing act of keeping our employees healthy. So we've got police to handle the emergency calls. In Chicago, I mean, I see on the news how many people have been infected, and that's a tragedy. But I think everyone has to keep in mind we need the police to be available. And if we have to sacrifice a little bit of traffic safety, hopefully it doesn't lead to any injuries or deaths, to make sure they're there for the critical calls, I think we have to do that.
I noticed that in some suburban neighborhoods, there are door-to-door scams going on. Are you seeing that in Orland Park?
We had one ruse burglary that took place last week. They didn't get anything, but we haven't seen those in a long, long time. And, you know, they typically prey upon senior citizens. They did here. They got scared off. We identified the person. But, yes, we haven't seen one of those in a long time.
Are they using this crisis as the ruse? I did read something that in one of your neighboring suburbs that people were going door to door claiming that they were going to do testing, and that was the ruse to get into the house and steal?
You know, I did hear that, but that was not the case here. It was the more common one that we're repairing a water line next door, and we have to check yours to make sure that they're functioning properly, was the ruse that was used on this occasion.
Got it. Orland Park Police Chief Tim McCarthy, thank you so much for your time, and we all hope that you and your officers stay safe.
Take care, Ro.
Thank you. Bye-bye.